This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome to the 14th day of July 2020. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, on Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the Great USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root allows me a chance to talk with you for an entire hour. He'll be here in exactly 60 minutes to take over. But man, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. Are you sick and tired of being called a racist? I am. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of being labeled someone who has, quote-unquote, white privilege. I don't even know what white privilege means. But I'm over it. I'm tired of it. As if somehow this generation or the previous generation has wronged people of color across the country. I can only speak for myself. But I work my rear end off. I work my ass off. I get up before the sun rises every day. And I've been doing that for over 25 years. I work. No one handed me anything. I failed more times than I succeeded. You get back up, you dust yourself off, you forge forward. Maybe I had a family structure that supported me, which is great. Maybe somebody else doesn't. Sorry. Life sucks. Figure it out. But nobody handed me anything. All of you listening right now on the radio, no! Nobody hands you anything. You work. You make your life what it is. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what sex you are. It's an excuse. If you use it as an excuse, then you're going to cripple yourself. Oh, I can't get that job because I'm black. I can't get that job because I'm gay. Garbage! If your whole idea of everyone gets a trophy, how embarrassing it is to get a trophy that way. If you're one of those somebodies who has the everybody gets a trophy on your mantle right now, and that fills you with pride, I actually feel bad for you. What have you accomplished? What, because you played? You got a ribbon because you participated? Good God, that is sad. It's embarrassing. You should take those trophies and throw them in the garbage. You can almost say the same thing about second and third place trophies, depending upon what level you're at. You know what second is? First, last. That's what's wrong. It's not the color of somebody's skin. It's not their sex or their sexual preference. Nobody cares about that anymore. Or the people that do are small and petty and don't rule the world. It's so frustrating to watch this unravel, and you know, you say to yourself every day as you see it, man, I don't get it because I don't feel it. And the wave of violence that we are allowing to happen is the fault of leadership. It's the leadership in these cities. It's the leadership in these towns. It's the leadership in these states, and it's the leadership in the country. Some of these different police stories, related stories that I've had to listen to. Cops being locked in their own police station. Precincts getting overrun. Cops being assaulted. Cops being attacked. I watched cops being kicked last night. I couldn't believe it. The angry mob and mostly white pieces of trash garbage living in mom's basement without a job, have never had a job, don't have any responsibility. You want to live like that? Go live like that in the woods. But when you start to push down the walls of civilization, well, guess what? We're going to push back eventually. What happens when you keep pushing too far and you push the wrong group of people? And the nightly news will say, oh, my God, look at what they did after months of being spat on, pushed, heckled, called every name in the book. They've been run over, over and over again by the progressive left as if somehow they're bad. Somehow they're racist because they have a job. Everything is racist now. Everything. All right. So I want to quickly go in a slightly different direction. Every week I write a column, much like Wayne does. I write it for a paper here in Connecticut and usually take a ton of criticism. They have these open forums and then eventually letters to the editor. And I wrote one about the disappointing 4th of July with a lot of the news stories that surrounded the 4th of July, including Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, et cetera, et cetera. So there was one particular letter to the editor that came in one of the papers today that shows you the mindset, the pure, blind, drone-like, sheep-like logic that the left believes with all their heart. The letter to the editor, directed to me, says, "Sorry, Mr. Elsie, but the reality is that America is not great." So he says, this is Peter from Cranston, Rhode Island, "It does not surprise me that the day keeps putting Lee Elsie's column in the paper. The title of that column was An Independence Day Mired in Turmoil. Lee Elsie once again showed his biased, self-serving rhetoric. It makes no sense to read about what he hoped to write about when America is working to right the wrongs done by our ancestors. Is he oblivious to slavery? Does he understand that Black Lives Matter and the movement? Why should Colin Kaepernick celebrate Independence Day when in fact the black people have been dehumanized, brutalized, and terrorized for centuries?" By the way, he stole that quote from Colin Kaepernick. Peter's so stupid, he couldn't come up with his own line. His own one-liner, had to take it straight from Colin Kaepernick's tweet. Right? Can't even come up with his own criticism. He's got to go with what Colin Kaepernick said. And here's the difference between me and you, Peter. You feel white guilt. You own your white guilt. Because through the course of your life, you probably treated people of color poorly. I haven't. When I stand toe-to-toe with someone or side-by-side with someone and look them in the eye, I don't look at the color of their skin like you do. And yes, I'll steal a quote now. I judge someone on the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. But let me continue with this wonderfully written letter to the editor. It's not their America. So how can we extol life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans when so many do not have this opportunity? Who does not have the opportunity to go out and work? To go out and make something out of their life? Garbage! I refuse to believe that. Some folks start in a better spot. But it's how you finish, not how you start. Let me continue. "It does not make sense that he hoped to write. I was being sarcastic, you moron. I was showing you in the first two paragraphs what I wanted to write about when, in fact, I was writing about it. God, how do they let these people get in the paper? If it's in the column, then yes, I intended to write about it. And it's in there. God, man, people are dumb. This is, we have children in cages, families still separated. By the way, you know who was the first president to put people in cages? Barack Obama. Nobody ever mentions that. It just gets forgotten. He can have his celebration, I guess, meaning me. I want no part of the America that takes no responsibility for its past and is not willing to recognize the pain and suffering of others. America is not great. Lee should open his eyes and his heart. Well, there's always a door you can take and get the hell out of the country. You can always take that route. You can fight for what you think is right, which you could interpret as an admirable quality. But you are dead wrong. You're wrong. This is the greatest country in the world. And my guess is, Peter, you've never traveled outside of it. Because if you had, you'd know that. It's the greatest country in the world with the most freedoms and the most opportunities. By the way, it's the least racist country in the world. Your mind has been warped. I don't know how old you are, Peter, but your mind has been warped by a progressive lie A lie, a lie, a lie. All right. We have got to take our very first break. We will chat with our pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation at the bottom of the hour. Once again, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly, Lee Elsie, that's me. I get a chance to sit in this big, cushy leather chair while poor Chris pushes the buttons, and he's got some, like, a broken stool down there in Dallas. I'm in a comfy, cozy, leather reclining chair just living the dream here in Connecticut. Wayne Allen Root will be at the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You, again, are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall.
TheMAGAMall.com.
The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More. or proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It's Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The MAGA Mall is one of the sponsors of this show, and they're the sponsors of this segment. It is your one-stop online shopping mall, the MAGA Mall. Don't forget to put the in front, the MAGA Mall. One-stop shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. And the vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the cap is embroidered, every star and stripe, presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10. So it's a Rolls-Royce quality at a Chevrolet price, and then we give you another 10% off when you say WAR10 for Wayne Allyn Root. WAR10. For the highest quality MAGA products, go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, leelcradio@gmail.com. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I radio@gmail.com. That's all one word. Love to hear from you guys wherever you may be across this great country. I wanted to continue on this defunct notion that somehow the police out there are hunting black men. I want to talk about this because there are a number of different studies that support what I'm about to say. In particular, this one right here, which comes from the Manhattan Institute. The Manhattan Institute says systemic police racism is a myth. Listen, the sickening video of Floyd's arrest is not representative of the 375 million annual contacts police officers have with civilians every single year. A solid body of evidence finds no structural bias in the criminal justice system with regards to arrests, prosecution, and/or sentencing. Just not there. Crime and suspect behavior, not race, determine police action. As far as getting off on crimes, which is a whole different issue, that boils down to money. If you can hire a good attorney or a better attorney, you got a better chance of getting off. Simple. But the number of people fatally shot by police officers is 5,000 plus since 2015. In 2019, the number was 1,004. Most of those were armed. In fact, since 2015, 95% of the police shootings involved armed suspects. Blacks were about a quarter of those killed by cops last year, which is actually a ratio that has remained stable since 2015. Blacks make up 53% of known homicides and about 60% of robberies committed in the United States. They're 13% of the population. Now, as far as unarmed individuals, the police fatally shot 9 unarmed black men and 19 unarmed whites in 2019, which is way down from the 38 and 32 in 2015. More numbers for you. In 2018, black homicide victims totaled 7,407. If you match that up against the people that the police killed, you would find that represents 0.1% of all black people killed by violence in 2019. By contrast, the police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. Once again, it just doesn't happen often. And before I get to a break, I want to add one thing. This is what's going on. This is what's wrong with this country. This is how twisted we are. A Baltimore City Councilman, Ryan Dorsey, running, I guess, in 2020, suggested on Twitter over the 4th of July that a memorial, the Fallen Officers Memorial in Baltimore, should be on the list of monuments to be destroyed by activists and protesters. Dorsey tweeted, "How is it that with all the attention given to the Columbus monuments, and as consistently awful as the FOP is, how is the FOP memorial not on the lists of monuments to be removed?" That police memorial located right across the street from the Baltimore Police Headquarters, the wanted target of an actual sitting councilman in Baltimore. Women, children, and friends of these murdered officers put up that monument to pay tribute to the men and women who died in service. Dorsey continues. Another tweet says, "I am introducing a bill to rename the country's oldest Columbus Monument, a monument to propaganda and revisionist history that holds up villains as heroes, to instead be recognized as the Police Violence Victims Monument." The lib idiots that scatter the landscape across this country are a danger to the freedoms that we all enjoy every day. We got to take a quick break. I'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says school districts that are hesitant to reopen for in-person classes in the fall over concerns regarding the coronavirus pandemic are making a terrible decision.
I would tell parents and teachers that you should find yourself a new person, whoever's in charge of that decision, because it's a terrible decision. Because Children and parents are dying from that trauma, too. They're dying because they can't do what they're doing.
The president continues telling CBS News,
mothers can't go to work because all of a sudden they have to stay home and watch their child, and fathers. Well, I also say a decision like that is politics.
Former Jeffrey Epstein girlfriend and associate Ghislaine Maxwell pleaded not guilty to charges of recruiting teenage girls for Epstein, Maxwell being held without bond until her trial in 2021. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I
I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America, the American exceptionalism and capitalism. In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess what? Has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror, and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Way down the route. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
And we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. It is always an honor and a pleasure to bring on our next guest, 30-plus years of military excellence, an expert in special ops and disaster management, and a contributor at the Heritage Foundation, my pal Stephen Bucci. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Lee. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I see you spent a little time over the weekend watching Tom Hanks in the movie Greyhound, and you give it a thumbs up?
Oh, it was superb. It is one of the most intense movies about World War II I've ever seen. I'm not a Navy guy. But I have to tell you, all the wonderful naval movies of the past, I think this is going to rate up there with the best of them. It is intense. It's got a lot of humanity in it. But, boy, I tell you, it really gives you a taste for what those guys did going back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean to try and for allies in Europe. Amazing bravery and most of them were citizens. I mean, they were not professional military who did this. And it's really, I highly recommend it. I think anybody will enjoy the heck out of it. My wife thought it was great. And she's not, I like war movies. It's kind of a busman's holiday. My wife, it's got to be good for her to like it.
Right.
She loved this
movie. Is there a movie or a couple of movies that are military in nature that you would say are above all the rest?
Yeah, I mean, another Tom Hanks one, Saving Private Ryan,
right,
really set the tone on realism and gave you a taste, particularly that beginning scene of on D-Day, of what that kind of warfare, very high intensity, was like, how unbelievably terrifying it is. It also, in my mind, showed an aspect of the military that most people don't understand. After that movie came out, I had folks ask me, well, come on, was that realistic? Would they have really sent, 10 or 15 guys to try and rescue one? And I got to tell them, yeah, I've been on missions like that when we had incredible numbers of assets, both human and equipment-wise, dedicated to try and save one other human being. Our military does that. Our country does that. We can't do it every time, but when we can, if there's a reasonable shot, and reasonable is very broadly defined, we go after them and we try and bring back our people. That one, big spot in my heart. And, of course, I'm an Army Special Forces guy, and some of my fellow Green Berets won't like this, but the Green Berets, the old John Wayne movie,
right,
showed the missions of special forces in exactly the doctrinal manner that was existing at that time and for many years after that. It's evolved since then, but, showing our work with the other country nationals, our allies, and then the more what people would think of as commando-type missions, we would call direct action, and showed both of those. Obviously, a little played up. The same people did everything, but that's the way they do movies. But that one still touches my heart. That was the movie I saw that planted in me the desire many years later to become a Green Beret myself. So it still holds a very special place for me.
Good stuff. Stephen Bucci again, visiting fellow, Special Ops, Disaster Management, Heritage Foundation. We always appreciate his time. All right, so how does a ship that size catch fire?
No, in any number of ways. There's a lot of stuff on there, a lot of electronics, a lot of flammable materials, though they try and limit that as much as they can on a ship for obvious reasons. A big deck amphib, I think they've got probably about 1,500 or so crew members, beyond the air crews that also work off of those things. That was not an aircraft carrier, even though it looked like one. It's considered a big deck amphibious ship, but they have a lot of aircraft on it that can take off from those things. And stuff happens. You know, there's a shortage in the electronics. Somebody does something stupid with a piece of paper. You know, there's a lot of room for human error, but I tell you, thank goodness for them they were pier side, because when that kind of stuff happens underway, it's really terrifying because you're in the middle of nowhere. And it's not like you can jump off and everything's fine.
Right.
So I'm glad they were able to get it under control and things were kept to the level that they were. But there'll be a big investigation. Make no mistake, the Navy does not like this sort of thing to happen on their vessels.
Right.
And they will run to ground, you know, what happened and who did what and how they can ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Immediately, I thought, I'm sure a lot of other people thought, that it's a terrorist act. I'm sure that they'll try to get to the bottom of that as well, if there was any chance of it being that.
Oh, absolutely. That'll be the first thing they look at, Lee, to make sure there was not any sort of, you know, either an insider kind of thing or somebody came up and did something. But I'm guessing that's not going to be the case. I think we're going to find out pretty quickly that it's it was some sort of malfunction or some human error, just because that stuff happens when on a vessel that big and complex and with that many people involved. The Bonhomme Richard, an incredible history of that name all the way back to John Paul Jones. I've been on the present version before. It's an incredible vessel. They're sort of underplayed. Everybody likes to look at the big aircraft carriers, the big nuclear carriers, but those big deck amphibs that carry our Marines around and a lot of aircraft are key to our response capability around the world. So we wish the best for that crew and the captain and the vessel, that it gets taken care of and can start doing its job again as quickly as possible.
We're talking again to Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Always appreciate his time. A couple different things. So I saw, this is going back to July 4th, 89 American shot in Chicago, 17 killed. Philadelphia, 31 American shot, 7 killed. This is over the weekend. 64 American shot in New York, 10 killed. 31 American shot in Atlanta, 5 killed. The common denominator is they're all run by leftist mayors, but it also points, you know, strongly to the idea of defunding the police department, especially in these big areas, these big cities. It's, you know, it's suicide, isn't it?
It's insanity. Okay, we can discuss and argue about the kind of training that police get, the kind of methodologies they use. That's all open for debate between reasonable people. But defunding them and trying to say that any problems that have occurred in the past are because we've given too much to the police and they're just overfunded and so full of testosterone that they're losing control, that is total baloney. Or in another way, please excuse me, total crap. Our police have the hardest darn job in America, particularly in those big urban areas. You know, there's just a lot of folks who don't like to follow the rules, who are looking for easy ways to get over on somebody else, usually from their own communities, whatever those communities may be in that particular city, and defunding them, which may sound great to the Democratic voter base, but I'll tell you what, if you live in those neighborhoods, you are unhappy about this, and what results is the kind of chaos we've seen over the last few weekends, which is always bad in the weekends in most of those cities, and has been for a long time. But, you know, since this anti-police push started after the George Floyd killing, this is just insane. And it's wrong. It's putting the blame on the wrong people. It's a bad solution that will not fix the problem, but as we see, it's going to make it worse.
I think some polls are out recently that now it's 60-65% of Americans completely disagree with this idea. In fact, Americans now want to actually increase the budgets of police departments around the country. This is not mainstream stuff. And this big push of defunding the police, a lot of noise, but I would have to think that most of America wants law and order, Steve.
Well, I think they do. Clearly, they don't want thugs. They don't want, you know, police, you know, going past the line they should. They want police to be reasonable and restrained, but they want police to protect the citizens of the United States, all the citizens of the United States, of every race and color. And if someone is not doing that, they need to be removed. But the vast majority of police are doing that. There are an occasional bad egg out there, like there is all over our society, in every occupation. But the vast majority of police are doing what they're supposed to do, doing it properly. The concept that there is systemic racism embedded in the heart of anybody who puts on a blue uniform or a green uniform, if you're a sheriff, or a brown uniform, whatever it is, in our law enforcement, is complete nonsense. And I'm sorry if someone has had a bad experience and wants to refute that. My answer would be, I can guarantee if you had a bad experience, it's probably tied to an individual and not to a system.
All right, Stephen, we got to run. As always, thank you. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before. And one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread. But the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroys dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty is not health insurance. It's better. Liberty's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. There are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 in monthly premiums each year. And then when I got kidney stones, they paid the whole $27,000 hospital bill. Amazing. Three doctor visits last year, all free. They're considered wellness visits. Three doctor visits the year before, all free. Considered wellness visits. My son needed emergency dental surgery, $2,500 bill. They paid $2,000. This list is unreal. They are that good. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. If you don't call, you are a fool. 855-585-4237 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, and I'm telling you, you will be treated like a VIP. They'll put the red carpet out. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne has arrived, getting all set to take over after the top of the hour. Big story that broke today. Barry Weiss quits the New York Times after bullying by colleagues over her views. They called me a Nazi and a racist. So she finally decided to step down. By the way, comes on the heels of the editorial editor stepping down in response to Tom Cotton and his column that went out about a month ago. So apparently free thought at the New York Times is dead. You cannot have an alternative point of view. You have to be left of center. The more left you are, the more they like you. Weiss explained that she joined the paper in 2017 to help offer a different perspective. Well, she went on to say the lessons that ought to have followed the election, lessons about the importance of understanding other Americans, the necessity of resisting tribalism, and the centrality of the free exchange of ideas to a democratic society have not been learned. Instead, she said, a new consensus has emerged in the press, but perhaps especially at this paper. The truth isn't a process of collective discovery, but an orthodoxy already known to an enlightened few whose jobs is to inform everyone else.
She said, Twitter is not on the masthead of the New York Times, but social media acts as the ultimate editor. She also talks about ethics and how the paper itself has increasingly become a kind of performance space. How about that? We've been talking about this for how long? Forever. And now you've got one of their own, right? Sort of. Deciding I've had enough. I talked about this when it actually happened a month ago or so. When Tom Cotton, a United States senator, a sitting United States senator, writes an op-ed that causes such a backlash, the editorial board editor has to resign. There's something wrong at that paper. And in fact, there's something wrong with the media in general. Anyone who has a point of view that isn't mainstream, that isn't left of center, is demonized and villainized. I want to read you something. It's called The Man in the Arena. It's not the critic who counts. Not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotion, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly. His place will never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That is the difference between the media, the onlookers, and the doers. And that was written by Theodore Roosevelt. And there is a big difference, right? There's a big difference between who's actually in the arena fighting it out and who's just on the outside, nitpicking, and trying to change a directive or a narrative. And the media makes up that, right? They're not doers. They're reactionary. It's the people that are out there on the front lines, right, that are making a difference. All right, switching gears real quick before we run out of time, and I'm sure Wayne will touch on this. For a second straight weekend, the city of Chicago experienced another spike in gun violence. 13 people dead. 13! 50 wounded. You realize that's like a war zone that goes on in Chicago every weekend. And what's being done about it? What kind of measures are being taken by the folks in charge in Chicago, or Detroit for that matter, or Baltimore, or New York now, with de Blasio turning his back on crime? They don't care about crime. All of these cities that I just talked about are run by Democrats, by liberal Democrats. If you're living in one of those cities, you've got to demand justice. You deserve justice. You shouldn't be living in fear every day. For God's sake. You shouldn't be living in fear. You're better than that. We're all better than that. And it's really sad that it's gotten to that point. My name is Lee Elsie. Yes, indeedy. Wayne is here. Thank you, Chris, for pushing all the buttons, making it all go. A reminder, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to hang out with you for the first hour. Love every single second of it. Enjoy the rest of the night. The great Wayne Allen Root is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.